a version of the story of Easter coming from our brother Peter, because Peter reminds me of myself. There was a time in my life where I thought I could be self-dependent, that I was strong enough and bold enough and brave enough to make it by myself, and I had to be humble. I had to give up myself in order to take on the Christ mind that was available to me. And so Peter, as we know, denied Jesus, denied his relationship with him out of fear. But that was a turning point. It looked like a moment of devastation. It looked like he had made a mistake. It looked like he had done something wrong. But what I've learned from Peter and that opportunity, I apply to myself. And it is the lesson that there are some things that I have done simply so I will never do them again. If somebody said, "Why did you do that?" or I ask myself, "How could you have done that?" I go so that I will never do it again. Because it made me feel so icky. It made me barely able to breathe. It made me know that I had stepped outside of the garden of peace and doubled up my fists to do battle. And so Peter's story is my story. This is how he tells what happened to him. The gates and doors were locked and all the windows fastened down. I'd spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the streets, expecting swords and torches and the sound of the soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary. So I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they moved him from the tomb and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now he isn't there. We both ran toward the garden. John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet we'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And where or how they'd taken him, none of us could tell. Something strange had happened there. Just what? I didn't know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high because I'd seen them crucified and I had watched him die. Back inside the house again, all the guilt and the anguish came, and everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. So even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly, the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. A light that shone from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. Church, I fell down on my knees and I clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, light was shining out from them like sunlight from the skies. All my guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I had ever felt just melted into peace. He's alive. He's alive, and I am forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I am forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. The resurrection was a success. The intention of Jesus for the resurrection to be a success was that it would end our fear. It would end our notions of separation from our good, from our God, and from one another. If we still believe that we are separate from one another, if we still believe that we are separate from our good, and if we still believe that we are separated from our God, then the resurrection was not a success. However, if we know and believe that we are one with the Creator and all of creation, the resurrection was a success. The intention of the resurrection was to inform us that true riches are not material things. They're not more money, more houses, more real estate, more land, and more bottles. That our true treasure is in heaven. Things like peace that can't be disturbed even in disturbing situations and circumstances. That we might stop being like a reed shaking in the wind, but might be like a tree planted by the living waters that cannot be moved. If we are there in our belief, then the resurrection was a success. If we believe that painful situations, fearful circumstances automatically put us into fear because it's just natural, human, the way it is, then the resurrection was not a success. But if we have come to believe that greater is the power that is within me than anything I will ever encounter in the world, then the resurrection was a success. If we believe in the Old Testament way of things, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, you hurt me, I'll hurt you back. You trouble me, I'll wish trouble on you. You put me down, I will double put you down. That's the way we live. The resurrection was not a success. But if we have discovered that the way out is through forgiveness, forgiving those who have wounded us, allowing human beings to be human beings, that's all it is. Human beings being human. If I understand that and extend compassion, then the resurrection was a success. If I believe that anything I can do or fail to do can block me out of the storehouse of God's goodness, can lock me out of the gates of heaven, the resurrection wasn't a success. But if I know that even in my deepest and darkest shortcoming moments, I am still loved by the Creator and always held in the arms of love and always welcomed like the prodigal to come home, then the resurrection was a success. You see, the intention of Jesus was that he would be the final sacrifice. That none of us would feel the need to sacrifice. That he would be the ultimate demonstration of what it looks like and feels like to know I and the Father, Mother, Spirit, God are one. That was the intention. If we get it, the resurrection was a success. If we live in fear that we're not good enough to be blessed, we have to be better. We have to be nicer. We have to do more in order for the Creator to shine down blessings on us. The resurrection was a success. But if we know that whether we're in the valley or on the mountain, in moments of the experience of sickness or in health, in good times and in trying times, God is wed to us forever. Then the resurrection was a success. If we believe in many powers, the power of darkness, the power of pressure, the power of shame and blame, the power of guilt, the power of negativity, the power of hatred. The resurrection was not a success. But if we have come to know that there is only one power and one presence in the universe and in my life, then the resurrection was a success. For Jesus, the resurrection was a success. He rent the veil between humanity and divinity that we might enter into the Holy of Holies, recognizing we are the Holy of Holies. For him, the resurrection was a success, and he accomplished what he set out to do. But if we do not accept our holiness, the resurrection for us was not a success. It occurs to me that whether or not the resurrection was a success is an individual experience based on an individual's belief. Because what we believe is true for us. We see what we believe. We feel what we believe. We experience what we believe. And so, after already telling Zoe the talk title, "The Resurrection Was a Success," I realized that I had sent her perhaps not your testimony, but my own. I have been lost and was made to be found. I have been blind and made to see. I have been dead, not just the time I flatlined on the hospital operating table. That's not the kind of death I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kind of death where you're still walking around, still sucking in air and pushing it out, but inside there is no life. I have been resurrected from the dead more times than I can count. Trust me, this is my testimony. The resurrection was a success. I have been broken and put back together more times than I can count. I have been knocked down and raised back up more times than I can remember. So I don't know what your testimony is. I don't know if you believe in the resurrection. I don't know what you believe. I can only guess. But I don't have to guess what I believe. For me, thank God Almighty, the resurrection was a success. Like a light-filled dream on a lonely night that made me feel I could be all right. He came to me. He reigned on me. his words of love and holy light. He planted dreams. Then off he went, the shining one whom God had sent. I can still recall the things he said and those he raised from crippling beds. And still I hear the gentle voice that calls on me to make the choice, to keep the story of my pain, or to be free to live again. I know he lives in me. And knowing this, I know I'm free to raise up new life from the dead, to heal the nations, as he said. His words had touched some place in me that made me live, that made me free to be and do all that I know. He leads me now. With him I go into this world to heal and bless, to demonstrate God consciousness. I know he lives in me. And knowing this, I know I'm free to raise up new life from the dead, to heal the nation, as he said. Church, I know it's me he's living in, to bring the greater things to pass, that all might know, that all shall see, the shining one alive in me. Look closely now, and you will see the shining one alive in me. Look closely, and you'll see he lives in me. I, who was dead, have risen from the dead. I, who was lost, have been made found. I, once blind, see heaven dancing everywhere, and see that the purpose of apparent darkness is just to be a background for the brilliance of the light. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. You see, God is in heaven. Heaven is in me. Holy is my name. God wants me to know I have nothing to fear, and that there is nothing and no one to blame. I've been informed my captivity is over. I've been informed in truth, I'm free. And so it is. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Carlos, thank you for lifting us up just a little bit higher. We can feel the wholeness and the holiness in this place. as we prepare to take this experience up to this point, into that deeper place, down into the very core, to the very center of our being, that soul level.
So just check and see if there is anywhere in your body right now where you're clenching, tightening, holding on. And with your next exhale, let go. And imagine in your mind's eye that you're standing under a shower. But rather than water, there are light beams showering upon you, showering into this sanctuary, showering into this community. And then imagine there are sprinklers at your feet, not springing up water, but light rays coming up from the earth. So now we are encompassed in rays of light that open and expand the heart. And now those rays radiate in 360 degrees from the heart all around us, rippling out into this sanctuary, into this community. And we relax even more. Let go and trust. The resurrection was a success. Trust that now as you breathe, let go, and be submerged into the stillness of the silence. Allow your next conscious breath to sink you more deeply into the stillness. Perhaps you came in to this room, to this space, to this moment, feeling an edge of despair or worry, a clamor of fear gripping at your heart. A question laying heavy upon you. But as we breathe, as we rest in this still place within, we acknowledge the resurrection was a success, and we have exited the tomb. The stone and boulder of concern is rolled away. And we step into our courage, our strength, our boldness, our greatness. It happens first within. So breathe into that place now and totally let go. God is there in the stillness, healing, supporting, informing, resurrecting as we breathe. be lifted up now into your greatness as slowly and consciously we begin our journey back to this time and place. Aware again of the seat beneath us, the air around us, the breath, the person to the left or the right, in front or behind of us. Feel the breath bringing us back and lifting us up in this resurrection moment, not as a platitude, but high in consciousness. All is well. All is well. And so it is.
Thank you. I am.